Minnesota State Representative Tony Jurgens of Cottage Grove recently provided an update to the state's Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund, which needs to be replenished. He reports that there are positives and negatives to report regarding the status of the state's repayment of funds loaned by the federal government.
Well, we've been talking about this for months, and finally, 71 days after the Senate passed their version of the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund bill, the House took that bill up, and unfortunately, we didn't pass a clean bill. Had we done that, it would be on the governor's desk. The House Democrats decided to add a couple of unrelated provisions to the bill, and anybody who remembers their civics class knows that now the bills don't match. It'll go to conference committee. The good news is it's finally moving. The bad news is it's not quite done yet, but at least it's moving.
Because the fund is more than $1 billion in debt, the state of Minnesota is spending $50,000 every day for interest payments on the federal loan, and every local employer will be forced to pay tax increases of 15% or more in order to help solve the problem, according to Jurgens.